Thanks for checking out the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart, and Father's Day is this weekend. Hallmark holiday or not, sometimes dads aren't shown the love that moms get just a month earlier on Mother's Day. You could change that this year, and here's how. The ZTR mower. Okay, those in the know just got chills. The ZTR, which stands for Zero Turn Radius, this modern mower is to lawn care what the Viking grill is to barbecues, what the iPhone is to the mobile communication industry. Not really necessary, but so desirable. A little pricey. But then so is that Sega your pop popped for back in the day. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's Roy Berenson from Popular Mechanics magazine, which has an extensive comparison on these backyard chariots. So Roy, let's get a basic level question out of the way. What makes the ZTR mower so exciting for the lawn care enthusiast? What does it do that's so darn great?
Well, I think it's the cool factor, Allison. They look so cool. You know, people are used to seeing landscape contractors flying all over the landscape. You know, with these machines, they're almost like dune buggies that cut grass. And so people have seen lawn contractors using these things, and they want one. You know, it turns drudgery, perhaps, into fun.
So exactly what does a zero-turn radius mean?
What it means is that the mower pivots in place. What you have are two rear drive wheels. They're kind of fat tires. They look cool. You know, it almost looks like some kind of a race vehicle. So you've got these two fat rear tires, and each one of them has a hydraulic transmission. And the hydraulic transmission connects to a lever. The operator sits in this, you know, pretty comfortable seat and has these, you know, starfighter-like levers that fold in from the sides. And what happens is when you move the levers, both levers forward, the machine goes forward. When you move both levers back, the machine goes back. But when you move one forward and one back, the tires spin in different directions, and the mower can either turn in an arc, pivot, or it can simply spin right around 360 degrees. So
that
it's
does
fun.
Sound pretty cool, actually. I got to tell you, you're making me want one.
Yeah, they are cool. You know, we've tried out a variety of these things over the years, and you know, there's no question that, you know, compared to pushing a lawnmower or driving other kinds of mowers, they're definitely cool and also very efficient. And that's obviously, you know, why pros favor these machines, the larger ones. I mean, the very biggest, zero-turn mowers can cut as much as 7 acres of grass in an hour.
How fast can they go?
Well, you know, the largest ones will go up to about 12 miles an hour, which is, you know, doesn't sound like much, obviously.
So no drag racing, really.
Yeah, they're drag racing. I mean, you know, you'll see often a pair of these things operating on, you know, large, you know, townhome developments, and you'll see these two guys literally flying all over, you know, the landscape, and they cut grass at an astonishing rate. And, you know, obviously to somebody earning a living with landscape care, that's, you know, vitally important. The more grass you cut, the more money you make. But for homeowners, it's just a matter of getting the lawn done and, you know, maybe moving on to that Viking grill sitting in the backyard.
When I heard ZTR, it made me think a little bit about SUVs, the sports utility vehicles, something
sure.
that was once a commercial use item that
sure.
then became a mainstream product. When did the transition happen for the ZTR?
Well, and to tell you the truth, it's still happening. You know, we started noticing movement into the residential category 5 or 6 years ago. And that is continuing to take place. And at present, homeowners are even, moving up. Those sort of aggressive performance-oriented homeowners are moving up to the professional level machines. And, you know, in some cases, or in many cases, frankly, these are people that can't afford to have a lawn service cut their grass. They prefer to do it themselves. They just go out and buy a commercial piece of equipment to do it.
All right, so, you said the magic word, afford.
Well,
how much
it.
Does one of the average ZTR cost?
Well, they vary pretty pretty considerably. I mean, you can get a small one for as little. I mean, it's not really little, but you can get one for about $3,000. It's not unusual to have them run as high as $10,000. Oh, sure. And the pro models cost even more when you're talking about diesel engines and, you know, other, you know, goodies on there, you might say, that increase the durability and the speed of the machine.
All right. Do you want one?
Well, you know, I tell you something. If I used one, I'd cut my grass in about 30 seconds. You know, my lawn is so small and difficult to maneuver around with all kinds of plants and trees and obstacles and stuff.
Roy Berenson of Popular Mechanics Magazine, thanks for helping us out with the ZTR 101.
My pleasure, Allison.
So if the ZTR isn't in your budget this Father's Day or next, Roy was kind enough to offer us some affordable Father's Day gifts. Just check them out at our website at npr.org/Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart.